Good afternoon. It's Tuesday afternoon. I'm back from a really, really good day at work. And I'm obviously audio booing now, but I'm waiting to prepare tonight's meal. And tonight's meal is going to be avocado and prawns. I love avocado. One of the fantastic things about moving to Mexico was that there are avocados all over the place, and you just eat avocados all the time. I worked for a bit for Asda. I did a year working in produce in Asda for my sins. I quit teaching and I decided I would never work in teaching again, and instead I was gonna work for, and I ended up working for Asda. That's Walmart, if you're not sure who Asda are. And one of the joys of working in produce, probably the only joy in working in produce, was eventually you could discount the avocados because nobody would buy them. And so eventually I could reduce the avocados to about 4 pence each and bring home a load of avocados, which... Now I live in a country where avocados are about 4 pence each. So my life is a joy without having to do the whole of the banana stand. That's the good news about moving to Mexico. The bad news is, funny enough, I was talking to the kids this morning about one of my other favourite foods. And my other favourite food is toast. Love toast. I get myself sometimes caught in a whole toast loop. You know, that bit where you put toast in the toaster and then it pops out, and for the first piece of toast you put a bit of Marmite on it, and then because that's salty, the next bit of toast you think, I'll have some peanut butter on it. But then I haven't had any jam, so you put another 2 pieces of toast in there and that comes out, and you have your jam on one piece of toast, and on the other piece of toast you might have some Nutella. But then you still haven't had the lime marmalade, because you've got to have some Rose's lime marmalade. So you put another 2 pieces of toast in there and you get a Rose's lime marmalade. And then you think, well, you know, Marmite's my favourite. So you get a bit of Marmite on there. And then before you know it, you're just caught up in a whole toast loop and you end up making more and more toast and just eating it and eating it and exploding. And I was explaining this to the kids in my class because this is something important and something they should know about. Of course, the main problem is they had no idea what Marmite was. And it's probably a very difficult thing to explain to them. So I did offer to bring in some Marmite tomorrow and let them all have a taste. But I've come home today to find that my house is slowly moving more and more Mexican. And the fact is that, yes, we have got 4 avocados that are ready, perfectly ripe to eat, just gorgeous. But I've only got 1/4 of a jar of Marmite. And so there's no way I'm taking that into school to share it with the kids. So they'll just have to take my word for it. Marmite, it's the best thing to eat. And on that note, I'll probably go off and prepare my avocados and my prawns, do a nice sauce to go over the top of it, and then spend the evening eating avocados and prawns and then thinking, shall I grow an avocado tree from the seed? And I probably won't, because it's too cold to start doing that. Anyway, that's me, avocado bound. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.